Winston City Council, February 1st, 2021, 7 p.m.
Councilor White?
Here.
Councilor Cunningham?
Here.
Councilor Rice?
Here.
And I'm here, Scott Roder. Adjustments to the agenda, Mr. Bauer?
None, Your Honor.
Okay, council appointment, City Council Ward 2. The candidates are Laura Duncan and Teresa Duval. Are you both here? Perfect. What we're going to do is we have a series of questions somewhere. And we're going to ask you each the questions. Which one of y'all wants to go first?
I'll go.
Okay. Stand up at the podium, please. Councilor White?
Okay. I'm not familiar with who you are.
Laura Duncan.
Laura Duncan, thank you.
And for the record, your address?
770 Southeast Sycamore Court in Winston.
Thank you. Okay, we've got a few questions we got right now. One of the things is, which I think we all talked to you earlier, but why are you interested in joining Winston City Council?
Well, you know, I served on the council for 6 years, and I felt good about our accomplishments at that time, and I really like what I've been seeing of what this council and councils within the last few years have been doing, and I thought I retired about a year ago. I have more time now, and I thought, well, you know, maybe I'll get back in and try to be part of the exciting good things that are happening here in Winston.
Thank you.
And I guess number two.
Yeah, number two.
What type of boards, commissions, councils, and or other types of public communities, both elected and appointment, that you've had?
Well, as I said, I was on the city council before. I was appointed for a 2-year term, and then I was elected for another 4 years. And I did, what boards I've been on? Most of mine have been volunteer committees that I have served on, both through my church. When there would be a special event happen, like when we had the Survivor thing, I was really involved in that, getting that together. Let's see, what else?
Park board?
I was on the park board. I was on the city council. I was the representative of the council on the park board. And at my work, I worked for the county for 30 years, and so I did some things at the county, you know, volunteer whenever they needed them. Sometimes I've done these cleanup projects. I've done, been involved with employee benefits, things like that. Yeah, so.
Thank you. Anything else, David, on that?
You said you worked for the county?
I was with the county for 30 years. I spent 15 years with the county commissioners as a board assistant. I spent 11 years being the assistant water master, and I spent some time on, well, I started off with the, I worked for the parks department. It was my first job there, and then I was also with the health department for a few years.
What does a water master do?
A water master regulates the waters of the state. Basically, what we're looking at is who puts pumps in that river and pumps out of the river to irrigate or to feed crop or whatever their uses are. And of course, they've been very busy with the new hemp growths around. So basically measuring the water, see where we are, selling water from Galesville in both Ben Irvin Reservoir. And we do dam inspections, we do permitting, and what we did do, I don't do those things anymore, but it was a challenging and really rewarding experience to
do
that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. City Council meets generally on the first and third Mondays of the month at 7 o'clock. Occasionally we'll have a workshop prior to that. We try to keep those dates kind of sacred, if you will, so that
sure.
We don't spread these workshops out throughout
mm-hmm.
the week.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to happen, but not all that often, hopefully. The URA meets the third Thursday of the month, 3 o'clock. Do any of these commitments cause you any grief?
No. Like I said, I'm retired, and I've been kind of really retired. I haven't really, with the COVID and everything, I haven't really been taking on other duties or things that I might be interested in, so I can certainly leave that time open.
The COVID.
The COVID.
If you could improve one thing about this city, what would it be?
Oh, okay. That would be, I think, the same thing that a lot of cities are going through. And that is the drugs, the, you know, people living on the streets, and the drug issue. I mean, that's a pretty easy answer for me. It would make everybody's lives better. It would stop, it would, you know, lower the crime rate. I mean, it's scary anymore. I live in a very nice neighborhood, and I wouldn't dare leave my car unlocked. It's, you know, that's the thing most of us want to see in our cities.
So what would you do as far, what would you do?
Oh, I wish I had the answers. I really do, and I could certainly jump on the opportunity to work with the police force and the council and other community groups that want to try to make a difference and do what we can.
Okay, David?
Are you familiar with financial budgets and other budgeting processes?
Yes. I've been working for the commissioners for 15 years. I sat in on all of the budget meetings, both the preparing for the meetings and the actual meetings, and through all the way through to the adoption of the budget. And of course, I did it on the city council for 6 years.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions for Laura?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much. Teresa DeWall,
please.
Hello. Address?
687 Southeast Garden Way.
Thank you. Councilor White.
We're just repeating the same questions.
That's okay.
So, why are you interested in joining the city council?
Well, like I put on my application, I want to get involved with the community. I grew up in Riddle, Oregon, in a small town, and Winston reminds me a lot of Riddle. And again, I see the great changes that are happening in Winston, and I want to be a part of it. I worked in Dillard. I don't work for Roseburg Forest Products anymore, but I did for about 5 years. So I worked with a lot of the businesses in Winston. So I felt that I built those relationships. And now I work for ODOT. So I think that would be a great partnership there as well to work for the city.
So what were your jobs when you worked for the areas?
So at Roseburg, I worked for the Land and Timber Division. I was a contract administrator, and I worked side-by-side with Alan Ford and Phil Adams in a lot of their land acquisitions and dispositions. I also worked with easements, lease management, cellular leases. That was all mine.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And again, same question. What type of board, commission, council, and other types of public committees, both elected or appointed, that you've been participating in?
Probably a failure compared to the other candidate. But basically, I've only been a part of voluntary boards or boards that I was appointed to at work, nothing for city council, more of school council, that type of thing, nothing for public. But I'm willing to learn. And I think it'd be a great challenge, and it's always nice to have a fresh set of eyes also.
Thank you. City Council meets generally on Thursday, on the first and third Mondays of the month at 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Also meets once a month on the third Thursday. Try to keep workshops if we can on council meeting days. Sometimes it doesn't work that way, but we try to. Any of your commitments keep you from making any of these meetings?
No, I actually have a really flexible work schedule. Still work with me on pretty much anything.
Good.
If you could improve one thing about the city, what would it be?
I agree that there is a problem with crime, the drug and homeless. I'd like to be part of the resolution as far as maybe an outreach program. But I'd also like to see the community come together you know, get that hometown small feeling back. You know your neighbor, everybody's like family, and work together to improve the city. Again, I think it's going in a great direction. You can see the improvements. But I just think, I know a lot of people that want to get involved, but aren't sure how to get involved, and they don't really know what their role would be. So again, getting people involved, getting people excited about the changes.
Anything else? Teresa?
I just have one here. Are you familiar with budgets, financial budgets, and other budgeting processes?
Yes. When I, of course, I worked in banking. I worked in insurance as a private agent, so I had to take care of my own budgeting. And then when I worked at Roseburg, I also did budgeting for my employees, for events, and then also for projects. So I was, I did a lot of Mount Scott projects that I had to budget for.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Do I have a nomination?
I nominate Laura Duncan.
I have a nomination. Looking for a second. Okay. Pardon me?
Oh, I thought that he was.
No, I was just looking at the paper here.
He's looking at the pictures. Okay. Do not have a second.
Are we sure about that? Or are we going too fast?
We're going too fast.
Okay. Then we'll slow down.
Should we take a look at the resumes again?
Your Honor?
Yes, sir.
I may propose that you take a 5 or 10 minute break so that each of you can consider what the candidates have said and what their resume, how their resumes read, and
okay,
then come back in the session.
Okay, so thank you. That's a good idea.
Yeah, very good. Can I say something at this point? I'm very impressed that we have somebody new that wants to be involved. And if you all think she would be a good candidate, no hurt feelings on my part. I mean, I'd love to serve with all of you, but I think you've got a pretty good candidate here, too. So, you know, do what you have to do. So,
well, thank you very much.
And
you
two spots, right? So we can both join. That was very nice. Thank you. And I agree. With her, I mean, I agree there's another wonderful candidate. That's what I meant. I'm sorry. That came out wrong.
Well, I know if I was sitting in our seats, I would have a hard time.
Are you talking, Mr. Barr, are you recommending we step out or just kind of sit right here and do this?
You don't have any discussions between each other, but
yeah,
you just
we can't
review.
Talk about this. We have to kind of.
Would you be more comfortable if we stepped
out? Yeah.
We can't talk.
So you can, if you go out of session, then you can have the time you need to read the resumes again and consider what both candidates have said.
We're going to temporarily suspend the meeting.
5 minutes.
Sure. You on the timer?
Yep.
Please. Thank you.
Meeting suspended at 7:15 for 5 minutes.